Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
We lay down our thoughts of how we think we should be or how we think you should be. We ask you to minister to our hearts tonight. Minister to our minds tonight. Minister to the dreams that you put into us tonight. Release life. Release the water from heaven, the living water, which nourishes and grows the seeds that you placed inside of us. Bring forth the hidden things, the hidden treasures that you've placed inside of us, that you spoke to us in the night season. Because the time is now. Show us how to walk and stay in step in you. Show us how to hide and be hidden in you. Show us the way of truth in you. And let us recognize the voice of a stranger. Let us know when deception is knocking at our door. Let us know when deception has entered our hearts and trying to get us to stumble or sway out of your peace, your presence, your understanding, your mercy, your grace, your compassion, your love. Right now, I pray for the eyes of our hearts to open and perceive and see the goodness of God, the glory, His kingdom, His promises, His way, His truth. And His life. We trade right now by faith. We trade. We do the great exchange. We lay ourselves before you, Father. And we say, we give you our all, which is nothing. We lay down our lives before you. Do with us as you will. We present ourselves as a living sacrifice. We pray that the aroma is pleasing. We pray that the fire from heaven burns the dross off us so that there's a sweet smell that comes forth and it pleases the Father. It pleases the Father. It pleases the Father. Lord, you are the only true God. We will not bow our knee to any other God, any other idol. And right now, we turn our back on distractions, deception, snares from the enemy, words spoken that don't line up with your word, and we position ourselves as one in you. And we drink of your glory. We drink from the well of life, the living waters. Refresh us, heal us, deliver us, set us free, equip us, grow us, pull us out of mud if we are in mud, and transform us into the glory being that you birthed when you breathed into us. We receive it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. So I feel like there's three messages going on right now in this room, and I love when he does that. I love how he ministers to us where we're at. And I can feel there's a pull in here tonight. And I'm yielding and going where he wants to go. And so if you're new and you haven't been here before, you might think that I am losing a train of thought, which I could very easily. But oftentimes it's the Holy Spirit just ministering. I like to call it slow dancing with his kids. And what I mean by that is he takes time with each one of us and ministers to our heart. He hears the heart cry, and that's what draws him to release answers and questions and words of knowledge to bring forth life in all of us. And so if you get a little uncomfortable, that's just probably your flesh not knowing what's going on and trying to go into safety mode and protect mode. Just quietly say, flesh, shut up. Spirit man, rise. And watch what happens. Watch the revelation come forth in your heart, because you already have it. He's already placed it in there. And the fight is with the flesh, and the soul, and the spirit man. And so, soul, it's going to be okay tonight. You're in for a ride, because God's got food for you from heaven, and he wants to feed and minister to you. And so tonight, there's a couple areas that the Holy Spirit wants to address. And the first one is, I just want to pray right now for anybody that's struggling with sickness. And what I mean by that is, you know, the enemy has this plan to take out the body of Christ, but I think it failed at the beginning. And it's not going to come to fruition. So right now, I speak to every demonic force that is trying to captivate the kids of God. And I command a loosening in the spirit of that demonic force that's trying to cap and limit and keep us down. I break the hold of the enemy. I break the hold of the enemy. I command a release in the spirit. I say, rise in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. Get up and walk. I declare you whole, healed, and delivered in Jesus' mighty name. And as I'm releasing this word, I'm reminded of a few things. One is communion. Communion is powerful. Communion is full of life and resurrection power. And so this season that we're in, you know, sometimes we ebb and flow in different seasons in God, and I feel like this is a season of communing with God. And one natural way is to partake in communion. You don't have to go to church to do that. You can do that in your home with Jesus. And it doesn't have to be a religious ceremony. It actually becomes a holy moment and filled with revelation and healing and refreshment and food from heaven. So I feel like this is a season of we will be communing deeper in the presence of the King, and outward manifestations are going to come forth as a result of the inward time we spend in the King. And I release an anointing right now into this room and into the earth for communing with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one and only true God. I break away and separate the soulish realm that is lazy and flabby, and I declare, spirit man rise, be made whole. Come in to the presence of the King and be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm also reminded of, you know, we have this body on earth. It's an earthly temple. It's a spirit being, but we do get to house a flesh, and we drag it around with us, and sometimes we try to kill the flesh, and it rises up again. But sometimes we need to nurture the flesh. We need to feed the flesh with whole foods. And I never talk about this from a ministering platform, but I believe that God's kids need to get some instruction on eating and balancing and taking care of the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, we talk about Bible study and we pray and we fast and we contend, but oftentimes we have open doors to the enemy that we do not know about because of the choices that we're making in the natural. And we say, Lord, bless me, bless me. Oh, Lord, I bless my food I eat right now. Oh, Lord. Well, sometimes we're in the enemy's camp and we're getting clobbered because we're in the enemy's camp. And I see the Lord cleaning the tables in the room tonight, in the spirit, cleaning the tables. And bringing in wholeness in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls, wholeness. And I see I see whole foods coming in, and I see strongholds of chains of bondage of binge eating and struggles with managing food. And right now I come against that spirit of gluttony, and I break the power over the body of Christ. I break the power over the body of Christ. I cut the cord to the enemy, and I release you into resurrection power, the fullness of God, manifesting the King of Kings and the glories into the earth to save the lost and set the captives free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And while we're on the temple, hallelujah, while we're talking about whole foods, you know, there's a camp out there. There's two camps. It's God camp and the enemy camp. And I just want to remind you that, you know, God has an agenda, and we show up for his agenda. And he speaks and releases what he wants, and we sit at his feet, and we learn, and we listen, and we proclaim. And, you know, God has put stuff into the earth to help us overcome sickness and disease. It's called the Word of God. It's called communion, and it's called supplementation. And, you know, some are like, we can't talk about that in church. Well, listen. Why? If you need to know a secret, wouldn't you like to know a solution to a problem that you're having? You know, sometimes natural supplementation, it's beneficial. Now, do I rely on that first? No, I rely on the Word of God, and I rely on communing with him and getting what he... I listen and say, Lord, show me the strategy. Give me the key. And he releases it, and sometimes it's like, hey, fast. Hey, drink more water. Hey, take some lemon. You know, it's not always being holy and spiritual and acting so thou. It's more like, what, Lord? What is it? And he's like, your body's out of tune. You need to tune back in. You need to separate from some stuff. You need to do some greens. Greens, what are those, I say? Hallelujah. Today, they're my best friend. But listen, I want to encourage you, because there's so many lies out there. There's so much deception, and a lot of the truth is being taken away off the internet. Taken away, scrubbed clean. Natural treatments scrubbed away. You cannot hear about them on the internet. You have to find them from a friend. The old farmer will know the remedy. Listen, the old farmers are getting old, and you got to either go to them or find it on the web. And the web is being scrubbed. And I say that with it's been happening for many years, but there's a strong hold on that right now. And so I'm saying this because I love you. I'm saying this because we're family, and you're no different than my kids at home. You're my family. And so there's some things that we need to put in our cabinet in case. And if you need to know what they are, I will tell you, they're censored from the internet. Vitamin C, vitamin B, zinc, quercetin, ivermectin. Oh no, she's going there. No, he's going there. I've known about this for a while. I don't talk about it. He's talking about it. He is the one, not me. And so, am I for or against? I'm in him. Does the rest matter? No. Okay? I don't care if you're vaxxed. I don't care if you're not vaxxed. I will never go that way. I will never cause division in my soul or with you. And that's what the enemy wants. The enemy's the one that's trying to cause division. Pick a side. There is no side. I'm inside him. That's all that matters. He's my covering. He's my protector. Meanwhile, division, family members separating, arguing, you can't come, you have to come, you can't go, oh, you're okay today, but not tomorrow, the rules have changed. Listen, that's the enemy. When the rules keep changing, that's the enemy. God never changes. His word never changes. It will not pass away. The earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. So we need to stand strong and equip ourselves before we need it. Do you remember me talking about get to learn the voice of the Holy Spirit before there's time when you practice now before you need to know? before, do I answer that door? Do I turn left? Do I go to the meeting? Do I go to this function? Oh, how do you find the function? Because it's no longer advertised. Did they close up? No, they got scrubbed. They got scrubbed. It's at the doorsteps, friends. We have to practice listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We have to start relating with Him and learning to listen to that still small voice, Spirit of Truth, the Comforter. He leads and guides us in all truth. Discernment. Discernment. You better do this. It's really good for you. Well, what is the Lord saying to me about this? Now, this is for every area. It's not just about the jab. It's about every area. Oh, join this club. Oh, join this church. Lord, what are you saying? Oh, listen to this prophecy. Lord, is that you? Many voices are going out. The airwaves are packed with flesh. Flesh, 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 flabby, flabby, flesh, flesh, flesh. And because it's the year 2022, January, everybody and their brother has pulled out their prophecy card and declared a word, thus saith the Lord, that is not the Lord. And meanwhile, the sheep are eating it up like junk food because it's like candy to them. Ooh, it feels so good. Who likes to feel a candy? Oh, we're not, okay. Who likes ice cream? Oh, greens. Greens. Thank you for the greens. Here's the thing. When the Lord brings something up to me and I can't shake it, I preach it. And I'm going to guess 2 weeks ago, He woke me in the night or early morning, and he was on me about prophesying. And I just want to say this out loud. We're to practice our gifts. We're to encourage and practice the giftings that the Lord put in us. And sometimes we make mistakes along the way. When we learn how to ride a bike, we start with training wheels usually. And maybe our dad or our mom or our sister or somebody helps hold the bike up till we learn our balance. And then we think we got it. And then they let go and we start to wobble a little bit and get nervous and maybe have some fear and then crash. Because we are manifesting what's in our heart, fear. Now, I love training wheels. And I love learning a bike through training wheels because you learn to rely on them. You start to recognize, oh, if I lean a little, the bike turns. And you grow in that. But you do fall. Every once in a while, you'll hit a pothole. It's part of life. And the same thing with our spiritual giftings. We practice. We may stumble. We may hear a word and then add to it a little bit because we think that's what God should say. Or we may hear a part of a sentence, and God only says that little part of the sentence, and then we think because we have proper English and grammar, we should finish it and then put a period on the end. Or we could be needy and lonely and feel the need to be seen by man so we could create a word which is unmeasurable, such as, Jesus loves you. I feel the Lord saying, Jesus loves you. Well, let me remind you, what does the Bible say? Amen. Yeah. And so, that could be prophecy, but is it a need to be heard? Just saying. When a prophecy comes upon you, usually, in the beginning, you wrestle with it. Not in the natural, but with the Holy Spirit. What? You want me to do what? You want me to say what to so-and-so? Usually there's a yielding and a trust that has to go on. And when that happens, the whole time you are releasing the word, you're unsure that it's God. You're like, is that you? Because God is growing His trust. He's like releasing the word, but just enough, and then he'll snag you back to see what you do. And if you go, and blah, 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 you have just tipped into flesh. And I'm sad to say it happens often, way too many times. And with the body of Christ, for some reason, there's this need to hear a special word. And I'm not sure what that's from, except for our flesh, you know, so we have to battle and contend against that. Now, if a great prophet came into this room tonight and said, you know, I'm going to prophesy to you all, who would not get excited? Just being honest. Who would not get excited? Or would you be like, what are you doing here? Get out of here. Wouldn't you be like, hey, he's got a word. What's the word? We're kids in the kingdom. We like to hear a word from God. But I want to tell you something. We need to practice listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying before we start listening to what somebody is prophesying from a pulpit or a Facebook page. Or a YouTube, or your church. Now, I love the gifts. I love watching what he's going to do. And when he does it, I'm always in awe. And we should be in awe because it's not us. It's him that is releasing through us. We're just vessels. And as we grow in him and die to our own ideas and the way we think somebody should live or not live, our pipes get cleaner. And then he's able to flow a little faster and flow a little wider. And so I've almost had to like not look at Facebook because there's so many fake prophecies out there. And people are like, amen, amen, yes, yes, yes. Listen, I always am honest, and I'm going to be honest. This season that we're in, it's going to get dark. It's going to get dark. But who shines in the darkness? You know, we are believing for revival. Do you think revival just happens on a good sunny afternoon? What brings revival? What brings desperation? Now, do you remember when you came and got revived? Were you desperate? Didn't need something happen in your life? Didn't you need change? Weren't you miserable? So if we're waiting for revival, first of all, that's the wrong thing to do. Because if we're waiting on God, there's a problem because he's already released it. We need to tap in and pull and release it. And so I see in the season that we're in, I'm calling it the Great Divide because it started and it's continuing and it's going to continue. And I'm telling you, I've been having these wonderful encounters in the night season and I'm seeing some amazing things, but it's also, if you don't know him, it's scary. And so boldness, the Holy Ghost boldness is going to get a lot bolder. And the way that happens is we know who we are in him and we know what his word says. And when we go and release a captive, it's not us. It's him doing it through us. And we don't do it for the glory or for a badge or an honor. We do it because we were them. We were them. We were lost, but now we see. We were broken, and now we're whole. And so, I a lot of people are getting hung up on these false prophecies, and they're stalled, and they're like airplanes that have nowhere to land because they're living on a fake word that's never going to manifest. It's a fake hope and a fake dream, and they're taken off their course. So they're hovering over the wrong airport. And they're waiting for their landing papers, but they can't hear it because they're listening to the wrong channel. The Lord had me do something very strange last week. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you what he had me do because it goes against everything I believe in. But when it's the Lord, you do it. And I was on Facebook for something else. I like Marketplace, and I was on Facebook, and something came up, popped up, and it was a minister, and he said, the next 10 people that put their name down, I'm going to prophesy over the following Sunday. And the Lord said to me, I want you to do that. And I thought, the blood of Jesus. You know, I hear him. I don't need to have somebody prophesy. But I do like a prophesy. I like someone who's tuned into the Spirit and will prophesy an opening for me to go into, which is completely different than, I see you married, and you're going to have two kids, and Jesus loves you. Or you're pregnant, and it's ministry, and you're called to the nations, and, you know, all the ones that we hear along the way that are, they may be God, but 99.9 are not. And I'm all for true prophecy. But I've had my times with God where I've been corrected and redirected. And so I said, you want me to do this? And he said, yes, I do. So I put my name on there. And I totally forgot about it because I'm not into that. I'm not hanging my hat on a word from a man preaching from Facebook. And I'm not saying Facebook's bad because we use it on Sunday nights. But it was a God setup. And so I totally forgot about it. And then Holly's ministering last Sunday. And I get a text from someone who says, is she being on Facebook? And I was like, I don't know if they're on. So I looked at the church we were at, and she wasn't on, but this guy was on, who I don't even follow. I know him by name, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. He's supposed to prophesy, and I'm like, I'm in church. So I just set my phone down and let it go. I get home that night, forget about it completely again, because I don't care. And I have to listen to it. And I actually knew one of the other people that were being prophesied over. And when he released the word to that person, I'm like, that's not true. And I didn't say nothing except for that's not true. I thought, that's odd. You know, and I just thought, that's really off. But I didn't think much of it. And the other ones, I didn't know the people, the nine other. And he gets to me, and he starts prophesying, and he's doing this. You know, when you do this, it's more real, okay? When you're pointing and full of emotion, you know, God's really speaking to you then. You know, that's why I like Andrew Womack. He's quiet, but he's powerful. And he doesn't use his emotions. He uses the word of God by the Spirit of God. And so this man releases a word. And the funny thing is the signal got all jacked up. So only parts of it I could hear because it wasn't true. None of it. Let me just tell you that. And I'm like, when it got to the end, I had to really listen because I'm like, what? And the one thing that he did was he, which you never do, by the way, if you're going to do this, don't ever give a person's last name out. I have a prophecy for Lori Scanlon. Okay, you know, if my kids would come across that prophecy, right, it might cause problems in my family because it was about my family and none of it was true. And it had to do with a religious spirit. At one point, I started laughing out loud. And when it was over, I was so grieved. And I was like, Lord, you know, I had to break the words that were spoken over my life and my family's life and my family's family and the generations before me, by the way. It wasn't just affecting me. It was affecting lots of people. And so I'm like, Lord, why are you showing me this? And I knew what he was getting to years ago, because I'm seeing it all month. You know, it's like 4th of July, you see lots of firecrackers and fireworks. January, you see lots of prophecies. And they fade away just as fast as the fireworks. So, you know, I was like, what'd you have me do that for? You know, years ago, I got in trouble because when you're young in the Lord, you're hungry and you'll take anything, any word that the Lord has, because you're hungry and you don't know any difference. But as you go, you grow in the Holy Ghost, in relationship, and you should start to hear through the word and possibly through the voice of the Holy Spirit if you keep pressing in. And so I remember going to this conference and they were famous for recording words at the end. And who didn't want a word? And so, you know, I'm talking to God like I'm talking to you. I know his voice and he gives me direction. And so, you know, we all go up for this word and the word was like not even a real word. I'm like, I took the cassette, and it was cassette days, by the way. I took the cassette, and I tossed it in the back seat of my car, and I said, that was junk. And the Lord said, well, he said a couple things. But he said, why are you going there? You hear my voice. That's for people who don't know me. And I'm like, oh. And he, you know, God did make it right because a true word was released. You know, I did get a true word, which was life-saving, and it actually opened a pathway back into the kingdom, because the enemy had a strategy to take out my memory when I got in a car accident, and that lady prophesied the end result, which was, you're going to look in your journals, you're going to go back and look in your journals, and a bunch of other stuff. And I did. I went back to the journals. It was a roadmap in. She prophesied. So some of it's good and some of it's not good. We have to, you know, spit the bones out, so to speak. Test the word. And so, because here's the thing, you can't test it against your emotions. Your emotions are going to trick you and lie to you. I remember when he was teaching me, and this other girl, she came up, Holly was out of town, and she's like, let's prophesy, you know, like Holly does. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't check in first. And I went up, and that was when the Lord was teaching me to check in. Always ask before you do, am I in on this? And so I didn't check in because I was at a church service. I figured it was God. And we go up there, and I listened to this word, this lady give words that were so inaccurate, and the skin on, the hair on my arms was going up. I was so bothered by it. At one point, I'm like, this is like flattery and junk. But what the Lord caused me to see was the reaction from the people that were receiving the flesh emotional words. And he was teaching me. One of the words was, I see you with butterflies. The lady had a butterfly shirt on that she was prophesying to. And I'm like, none of this. And the lady's like, oh, you do, you do. It was like soul to soul, emotions to emotions. And what happens is you join in with that flesh. You're locked into that. And you're carrier in the wrong airport, wrong plane, wrong landing strip. And so it's important not to get deceived, because in the day that we're in, deception is rampant. And it's in the body of Christ. There are hidden reefs among us, so to speak, that are trying to shipwreck us. We have to be full of discernment. And so, you know, do I get it wrong? I'm sure I do. But here's the thing. I ask people. When I release a prophetic word, I say, does that bear witness? And though most people will be honest and say, yeah. And some will say, no. But you know they're lying because they're still hiding. Yeah. You can tell the difference by the Holy Ghost. And some people, you don't even have to ask because they're weeping. But it's the Holy Ghost on top of them. It's not me saying, oh, you're going to be blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, no, it's the Holy Ghost that's come upon them. It's released through the word, the breath of God into them. And it opens and causes a course correction or brings forth fruit. And here's the other thing. We should be asking ahead. And then the prophecy should be confirmation when it's early on. Oftentimes, you probably don't know this, oftentimes the Lord will prophesy through me, and it'll be my breakthrough that I'm prophesying through him for me. Happened tonight. You're like, what?
Can you explain what that means?
Probably not. No. Sometimes, I love church, and I love the power of unity in the body of Christ. And I remember in the early days, I'm explaining it, but it's going to take a minute. You know, I would be asking the questions of my heart. Lord, how do I learn to lean on you and not on my own understanding? How does that work? And I would come to a Sunday night meeting that Holly and Edgar were doing, and the Holy Spirit would release life, the answers to those questions that I had asked on the way there or a couple days before. And I would know, and I would grab a hold of it, and I would just know, because it opens up inside of you, and you go, that's it, that's it. And I would take a note and write it down in case I would forget, and then on the way home, I'd say, Lord, explain that to me. Holy Spirit, how does it, okay, I get this, but what are you really saying about this? And so people who place a draw always get ministered to. And so I'm placing a draw, and I was placing a draw in worship tonight. And God knows my next step. I'm not going to get it from, I don't want this to sound prideful, but I'm going places in God that, you know, some people are still trying to pick up a fork in the kingdom and learn how to eat. And I love that, and I remember those days, but I'm after everything he's got. And so sometimes he'll use my voice, which is him, to prophesy the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if you're preaching or worship,
yeah.
Something something that comes out of your mouth. You might be preaching out here, and then all of a sudden you see a week later or whatever.
I usually know when it's coming out. Oh, that's for me. Yeah, just like I know when it's coming out. Oh, that's for you. Yeah. Or, oh, that went to you. Oh, that's you. And then meanwhile, the enemy's like trying to steal through distraction or, oh, I got to check my phone. You know, I see that going on too in the spirit. We have to learn to tighten it up. So anyway, I feel like what the Lord's trying to release tonight is hope for those who, whosoever. You don't have to be a PhD. You could just be a P. Peon. Peon. So, as I was praying about the false prophecies and, you know, wanting to feel good, who doesn't want to feel good? So it's important not to let our flesh become more alive and open than the spirit man so that we can shut the gate to a false word that's coming at us. Because it'll cause us to stumble. Because if it goes in our heart, it's planted, and then we've got a battle. If we even know there's a battle. Because oftentimes we're deceived and don't know. Oh boy. So that's what I want to say about that. Now, I could teach the notes, but I think I just did. And so actually, when I was sharing what I'm seeing in the body of Christ, you know, I like to bounce stuff off, and oftentimes I just like to let it go, you know, and hope the kids pick it up on their also tuner inner, you know. But a lot of times people are so far off and so far out of the will of God that they just can't hear it. And so then he allows me to be the breakthrough and the snatch and pull you back into alignment in the kingdom. That's what I love. That's one of the jobs he's given me, and I love that. But with the gift of discernment, it's a blessing, and everybody has the gift of discernment. Whether you know it or not, you have it because you've got the Holy Ghost. And so some people look for somebody with a special gifting of discernment to let them know, is it okay? Is it right? What do you think? Listen, who's the Holy Ghost in you? So if you put me on a pedestal, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fall, okay? Because that's a flesh thing you've done to a spiritual being. And I have a flesh, and I'm going to tell you, it stinks just like yours does. So don't get caught up in idolatry with chasing words, whether it's from Holly, me, Rachel, Ryan, Kim, anybody, you know, anybody. Don't go after the word. Go after him, because he is the word manifest. Be careful of the counterfeits, because what you chase, you get. And so in this season, I see the body of Christ. Well, I see, Lord, I see the mess. The mess. I see the mess. Because they didn't know. Because nobody told them. Now, whose responsibility is that? Huh? Actually, it's the pastor. If we're preaching for numbers or money, we're in the flesh. And what happens with the flesh?
Well, we should be, if someone gives us a word,
yeah,
we should go to God and say, is this?
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, yes.
Our responsibility to check in with him when we get a word too.
Absolutely. But some people don't even know to check in because they haven't even been taught relationship with Holy Spirit. They're thinking, who's ever on the pedestal knows God. Maybe I can touch the hem of that person and get my healing. Maybe I can get a prophetic word so I can have direction in my life. And that's not wrong. But if that's all they know, that's wrong. And if that's all they know, whatever church they're sitting in is not doing the work of the Holy Ghost. It's been shut down. And we're going to see. We're going to see it. I'm telling you, I don't want to tell you, but we're going to see it. We're going to see a lot of churches cave to the man, the Spirit, not the Holy Spirit, And some people are going to be lost, like church splits. You know what church splits are like? There's always damage. And it's the bright ones, the ones filled with the light of God, that are going to be beacons. And baby Christians are going to recognize that light, because they're going to be like, I've never seen that before, but I know that's God. I've been sitting in deception, but I know that's God. Where'd you get that? How do you do that? What is that? And you're going to lead them where? To the Holy Ghost. A direct plug. And then, wow. And whether or not they come and learn the etiquette of the Spirit, we don't care. As long as they know Him, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide into all truth. But I'm after the all and the everything. And I'm believing for the body of Christ to come into the fullness. We're not there yet, but we're coming. A lot of us are fasting this month. I just want to talk a little bit about fasting. Remember I said we're going a couple places? You know, one of the coolest things about fasting in January, in America, we use the calendar system, 12 months, start of a new year. And some of you might be against that. Some of you might not be. I don't really care. It's between you and your Savior. But let me tell you this. In January, it's a fresh start according to the American calendar. And when you sow in January, you're setting yourself up for 12 months of blessings. And so I don't care if you fast, but there's something happening in the month of January. There is breakthrough beyond breakthrough for those who will. And I don't care what kind of fast you do. That's between you and the Lord. It could be Facebook. It could be food. It could be ice cream. It could be coffee. It could be, you know, movies. Whatever it is. Whatever it is that causes. Now listen. Whatever it is that pulls. That so soft pull to comfort. To numbness. To lulling. To just subduing. What is it? You know it now, don't you? Ask the Holy Spirit what His plan is to overcome that. Because it's all about oneness with the Father through the Holy Ghost. And what's blocking you? Is it a ho-ho? Oh, no. Is it Hallmark? The movie channel? I think that's a movie channel. Mic drop. Here's the thing. There's breakthrough, and it's coming. And there's positioning in heaven. There's an open heaven. I mean, there's always an open heaven, but it's never been easier to access the realms of His glory. God's doing something. He's positioned us this month, and it's for whosoever. It's not for who knows the most, who fasts the most. It's whosoever. I'm a soever. I'm here right now, and I want that, Lord. Teach me how, Holy Ghost. And then we show up. But before that, we have to fight the distractions to keep us from showing up. Ding, 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 ding. We overcome by the Word of God and our testimony. And when I say that, when's the last time you had breakthrough? Testify. Tell yourself. It's worth it. Go after it. Because the enemy's throwing these little darts. Do it tomorrow. You had a rough day. Tomorrow! It'll work. Or, did God really say? Are you sure that's not you thinking too much about all this? Well, I don't know, is it? You've just entertained the enemy. We have to shut our back on sin. That's sin. Well, that's not sin. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The easy way to win is shut your back on them. You can't talk to them when your back is to them. Walk away from it. Walk away from those dialogues. And then get on your face and worship the King of Kings and watch breakthrough happen. Hallelujah. Amen? So, I'm just a kid. And sometimes I don't like having to be the teacher. But it's necessary. And I'm telling you, don't sleep during this month. Don't delay what God's doing. Don't start that project because you feel like there's time to do it. Go seek him first. And then get the anointing, his anointing, and stay in it. And watch that stuff just come together. Now, am I saying don't go to work? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying seek him first and watch how work plays out. Seek him first and watch how the kids just come in line. Seek him first and watch how your bills just get paid. Seek him first and watch how the revelation comes alive and you see who you really are in his kingdom. Seek him first. Hallelujah. Okay, one more vein, one more trail. Many years ago, my sister was going through a really hard time. Now, my sister loves the Lord, and she's saved, and she's actually a partner with the ministry. And she had a situation come up in her life that looked devastating. The enemy was trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And she tried to battle the thoughts of the enemy, the darts. You know, it's really bad. You're going to lose it all. It's never going to work out. You know those darts? You ever have those darts? Yeah. So she caved into the darts and decided she was depressed. And my mom called me and said, have you talked to your sister? And I said, no. She said, I think you need to go talk to her. And so it was like my day off and I was going to hang out with the Lord. And it's the last thing I want to do is go drive an hour to visit my sister. Am I selfish? Yes. And what I did was I said, Holy Spirit, what do you say about this? Because I recognize the schemes of the enemy. Oh, go help your family or spend time in the Lord. You know, who are you going to obey? And so I said, Holy Spirit, what do you say about this? He says, go see your sister. I said, okay. So I got in the car. I didn't even change. I went in my pajamas. I mean, because when he speaks, you go. I got in the car, and I thought I'd be there an hour. I was there all day. And I knock on her door, and she comes to the door, and she's in tears. And I'm, like, full of faith, and I'm like, this is not too big for God. You know, this is nothing for God. I've seen cancer healed. This is just a little bill, a little attack. And we start talking about faith, and I said, we just need to make some proclamations and declare and get the atmosphere changed here. And she goes, I go, what's the word of God saying? And she, I don't know. When I read the word, I don't understand it. And I said, oh, really? I go, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? She goes, I don't think so. I said, well, if you are, the words are alive and they feed your soul. I go, would you like that? She goes, yeah. And so we invited the Holy Spirit into her heart. And instantly, the word came alive. And why I'm saying this is because I know some of you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. And you're hearing this message tonight. You're kind of like, wah, 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 wah. What? Wah, wah. What? And that's okay because some of it you didn't need to hear. And so the Lord's not dealing with that until now because he's got something for you. And that other stuff was too deep. So with my sister, we just did this little prayer. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my heart. I want you to rule and reign and teach me how to live on earth as it is in heaven. I yield completely to you. Something like that. And then I walked away in her office and I got some proclamations and we read them together and life started coming and she started to grow in God. And eventually God turned the table of that terrible situation. And I'm saying that because that's just one instance of many times. And so I know some of you are here tonight and you're like, I'm here, but why am I here? What's this about? God brought you tonight, and I'm not looking at you. God brought you tonight because he loves you so much, he doesn't want to see you live defeated. And you've been trying to figure out how to do things in the natural, and it works a little bit, but then the program falls away or you get weary. And the reason is because you weren't designed to live a program. You were designed to live in him. And so if you want the more, if you want to be open, and listen, this isn't weird. So if the enemy's telling you this is weird, don't do it. I'm going to challenge you and say, how do you know that's not God who wants you to walk in the blessings? How do you know something's not going to open in your heart and you're going to have peace for the first time in your life? Fear will leave and blessings will flow everywhere you go. Who wants that?
Yeah, me.
So if that's you, I just want you to say this prayer. And here's the thing. You have to say it out loud. And the reason why I say that is not to call you out, but it's because your words are a license. Your words are currency. Your words have authority into the earth. And so when you decree a thing, it is. And so because what happens is if you do it in your heart, you'll be like, the enemy will go, did you really mean that? I don't think that counts. And you're like, oh, wasn't it? No, okay. And so you can go on this night. I remember that weird lady up front invited us to have the Holy Spirit come in into our hearts. And I remember it, devil, so get out. You have no hold over me anymore. And so I like to do it with everybody because for some reason in America, people are so shy or prideful or walls of protection are up and they just don't want to be called out. Listen, call me out anytime if you got anything for me, God.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Correct me anytime. Bless me anytime. Redirect me anytime. So, here we go. Well, let's come to Jesus first, eh? Come on. I had a come to Jesus moment the other night, and it was life-changing. And what I say about that is, you know when you get born again, you come to Jesus, and all your sins are forgiven, and it's like you're washed and you're whole, and you see so clearly for 30 seconds, an hour, a week, a month, 10 years. But then something happens, and you get fogged up again, and you have to go back to the Father, and you say, I'm releasing all this to you. I am leaving it behind, and I am picking up your peace. It's a come to Jesus moment. You wash, you're clean, and whole. And it's not that anything changed in you. It's your perspective. Your words changed. You brought back correction in life. And so here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For dying on the cross. Thank you for sowing the seed. Of life by your Son Jesus for me. I receive you, Jesus, into my heart. And I thank you for washing me clean. I don't care what the enemy says anymore because he's a liar. And I'm made in your image now. And I receive that. But I know there's more. Holy Spirit,
come into my heart.
Rule and reign.
Teach me
how to live in relationship with you. Lead and guide me
in truth
always. Help me recognize the voice of a stranger. Help me turn my back on the voice of a stranger. Increase my discernment and open my eyes to see the kingdom of God, your goodness and your glory with signs, wonders, fire, and boldness. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, Lord, we love you. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We seal it by the blood that you shed for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.